Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Last time we looked into the passage where Jesus talked about adultery. Not just the physical kind, but spoke into the heart of it, that if we lust after another man or another woman in our hearts, sexually lusting, we have, in the eyes of God, committed adultery. So it's just as great a sin as the physical act of adultery. As we continue into verses 31 and 32 of Matthew 5, Jesus said this, "It was said," meaning the Old Testament, "Whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the reason of unchastity," which means adultery or sexual immorality, "makes her," the woman, "commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Now, today's culture, that's really, really hard to understand. The divorce rate is shamefully high. What Jesus is speaking to when he says "it was said" is found in Deuteronomy 24. I'll speak more about that next time. This is a difficult one. It's going to take several times to get through it. To help give this better context, because the people to whom Jesus was speaking and the Pharisees that listened knew this well. The very last prophet in the Old Testament, Malachi, wrote these words in Malachi 2, verse 14 and following. "Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant," emphasis on the word covenant, "but no one has done so who has a remnant of the Spirit," the Holy Spirit. That's a reference in the Old Testament to the Holy Spirit. "And what did that one do while he was seeking a godly offspring? Take heed then to your spirit, let no one deal treacherously against the wife of your youth." And here it is in verse 16, "For I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel." I hate divorce. That's what God said. We're going to learn next time that supersedes anything Moses allowed in the law back in Deuteronomy 24. And Jesus is going to set the record straight, hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.